Thank you so much, Ryan, and good to see you all this morning. I will let you know that I got to spend a day this past week with Charles Knight. He came over, and I got to show him the town and gave him the tour of the building and everything. So we had a great day together. Showed him La Botana, so you know that's one of the most important landmarks in Lake Wales, so he knows all about that. And whether or not we went there, he's extremely excited to come and to get started, so I'm very excited for that transition here soon. You have in your hand, hopefully, if not, you want to grab it off the back table, the emblems of the Lord's Supper. And one of the things that I mourn in the wake of our dealing with the coronavirus is that I got to be honest with you, I'm not a huge fan of the plastic top and bottom presentation of the ready-to-use emblems, because to me, anything that distracts from the majesty and the wonder of that occasion of the Lord's Supper is in some ways a bad thing. Although I will say, I like this one way better than the other one that sounds like 1,000 peppermint patties or peppermint candies being opened at the same time. This one definitely was more thoughtfully designed for a quiet auditorium. But just for whatever reason, whatever physical reason, I like the idea that one of our members has, you know, made or provided the bread. I like the ability to be able to pass a tray where everybody is able to reach in and break a piece of the bread, similar to the disciples around the table. For whatever reason, it just feels like a deeper connection, right? And yet at the same time, I realize that in some ways, I'm also being silly and I'm missing the point. Because while I do look forward to the day that we go back to the trays, because I do think that that human, emotional, visceral connection isn't really a silly thing. Because anything that allows us to connect more solidly to the example of the disciples is a good thing. But I also realize that God's purpose in these emblems is not to get me to think about the flavor or the material that is used to present the emblems or contain them. It's not the texture, it's the body and the blood of our Lord that I'm supposed to be focusing on. And this, like anything else, certainly that fits what is prescribed in God's word, allows me to do that. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verses 15 through 17, which you have on the screen behind you this morning, or behind me, says, I speak as to wise men, judge what I say. Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Despite the fact that it's in this little plasticky container, the bread signifies Jesus' body, and it signifies our participation in it. And when you take this little piece of bread, even though it didn't come to you in a tray, when you break it and you put it in your mouth, you are thinking about the body of Jesus and the great significance of his sacrifice on the cross on our behalf. And when you flip it over and you peel off the little metal seal, And you partake of the fruit of the vine, it is signifying Jesus' blood and our participation in that salvation, that redemption that he secured by dying upon the cross and being resurrected from the grave. And so while indeed I hope that one day soon we will be able to go back to, let's say, a more rustic presentation, I realize that right now, even with this piece of plastic in my hand, I can be thankful that we all just as easily, if we put our minds in the right place, we can meditate on the sacrifice of our one Lord Jesus. And that's what we're about to do here this morning. So Brian is going to come up. He's going to lead us in a song, and then we will partake of these emblems together.